Swan Park, as we all know, was completely devastated by the recent floods. It's a much loved community facility, a tourist amenity that the people from all over would come to visit regularly. Locals would take walks in it, but a lot of people from Derry, further afield, would come and enjoy that park. So it's inconceivable that Swan Park could lie so badly damaged without funding. So I suppose I and the people of Buncrana, people of Inishowen, are becoming increasingly frustrated with the delay. So I think it's time to take the bull by the horns for all the councillors of Inishowen to unite and travel to Dublin to meet all the relevant ministers, be it Minister Michael Ring or Owen Murphy, to demand funding and put forward the case, because it's gone on far too long.
With the repair cost of the park alone estimated to be at least €1 million, it is quite an impossible task for both local fundraising and the council to provide that funding.
It has now. In the aftermath of the flooding, as I said, the Donegal County Council were absolutely superb in their response to likes of the road damage, helping people find housing. That was fantastic. But now the likes of the Swan Park, Glenavon Waterfall, there's been slippage there that I suppose are outside the council's remit, that the council couldn't possibly afford to fix Swan Park. It's going to cost €1 million. So we do need state intervention. We need the promises that were made to be fulfilled. And if you were to compare it to like a similar park, the likes of Stephen's Green, could imagine €1 million worth of damage that happened to Stephen's Green. It would never have lain like this for so long. So it's unacceptable that the people of Buncrana and Inishowen would have to wait every bit as long, and with something that would be inconceivable if it happened down the country.
There are concerns that the park might not open for a year at least. Do you believe that that's an unacceptable time frame?
Absolutely unacceptable. Swan Park is far, far too important. Far too important for the local people, for our local community and for visitors. It's one of the most beneficial amenities when the likes of the Tidy Towns judges will come and view Swan Park. But it's a much loved local amenity by locals and by tourists alike. And no, a year, it would be unacceptable and just inconceivable that we could put up with that for that long.